in the shower by now. Come on, babe.
Please leave your message.
Hey, babe, it's me. I'm on my way home from work now. Traffic is way more intense than it usually is. I think they're doing road work on Main Street, you know? Where the crosswalk is? At least that's what it looks like anyway, because the whole street on both sides has a trench, like a school bus route wide. Looks like a nice day out today, though. Even though it is a bit nippy. You can tell it's fall. Everyone's wearing light coats and carrying coffees and stuff on their way to work. I had to stop in front of the school for some kindergartners to cross with their class, you know, and I cannot believe how adorable they look. I was hoping to catch you before you got to work, but clearly you're either in the shower or maybe you had to go in early. I don't know. I was hoping to hear your voice before you went to work. I hope you got the soup I got for you to take for your lunch. It's your favorite, that miso soup from the place down the street that has that good sushi. I hate working opposite shifts from you. And I hate that we never see each other. And the last couple of days, we haven't even gotten to talk directly. Just through voicemails and texts and those cute little notes you draw on the steam on the mirror when you shower in the morning. I love seeing those. I'm sorry my sad post-it notes aren't as clever. I miss you. Like, really miss you. Thankfully, my three in a row end tonight. So tomorrow, when you get home, I won't be gone. I'll be there and hopefully making a nice dinner for you to come home to. Will you give me some ideas about what you might want? I can pick stuff up on my way home tomorrow morning. Like, I can make that BLT chicken you like, or steak, or fajitas. We haven't done that in a while. Either way, just let me know. It's going to be so nice to cuddle you tomorrow night. I honestly cannot wait. Maybe we could put a movie on and I can just hold you and play with your hair. Hopefully the cat hasn't been too annoying while I'm gone at night. I know she's usually super cuddly, but when one of us is gone, she somehow tries to make up for it by being super extra. Leave it to us to have a cat who goes extra hard on love. Unrelated, but related, because I just thought of it, I'll clean the litter box when I get home in a bit. That way you won't have to worry about it. Last couple nights have been rough. Work has been crazy. Nothing out of the ordinary, just a lot of paperwork and a lot of moving pieces. Yeah, I usually like that kind of thing, you know, but majority of my coworkers are absolute idiots, which doesn't help. One of them submitted the wrong papers for someone, and then that sent me back like 45 minutes. I didn't get to eat lunch until midnight last night, which is crazy. Anyways, this is getting long and rambly and annoying. Just know I miss you, and I love you, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Have a good day, baby, and I'll have sweet dreams about seeing you so soon. Love you to the moon. Bye, love.